We've already played.
Damn.
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 Damn. Damn.
Show your shirt.
This ain't what you
want. You got it on?
No. Yeah, not.
Welcome back to Let's Keep It 100 podcast. Mm. I mean, the vibes ain't right in here. It's too many fucking
what?
Eagles fans.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
Oh, that shit was
name copy. Five players.
Hurts.
All right.
The dark-skinned guy with the beard. It's a fucking clown. I mean, we got like a real, we about to have like a real episode now. We actually have a real podcaster here that actually know about podcasting because we just some niggas that thought of something like, you want to do a podcast? Let's do a podcast.
Hey, man, mine started the same way.
Go ahead, bro. Introduce yourself.
What's good, y'all? It's your boy, C. Diddy, one half of the realest podcast ever. Follow me on Instagram, cdiddy.trpe. Y'all follow the movement at official TRPE on everything and just TRPE on YouTube. Make sure y'all subscribe to the channel. Y'all get all our alerts and everything like that. We activated right now. Got a bunch of interviews out, coming up. I'm just here to kick it with my boys and talk some shit.
Talk your shit, man. And don't forget, subscribe to the Patreon.
Oh, yeah. Subscribe to the Patreon, patreon.com/official TRPE. That's where we do our paywall content, stuff that's like too raw for, the regular RSS feed and all of that. We got three different tiers. We got a $8 tier, $13, and then $25. We do up to 10 additional shows per month, depending on which tier you on. You get early access to all of the YouTube content and all of that before it comes out, behind-the-scenes stuff, photos, credit resources, business resources, all different type of stuff on the Patreon.
Tell them about the Baccarat Creed. No, I'm fucking with you. Go ahead, Tasha. Introduce yourself. What's your name today?
Keisha.
You keep doing this Keisha shit.
That's my name on the gram, Keisha the Body.
Which one? You scoot to your right.
You're right.
You're right. You're right.
I was. Yeah, you said you're right.
No more. There you go. Great. There you go.
Boom. I'm fine.
Yeah. She good? All right. Well, it's your boy Marcus the Bottom. I want to appreciate my man C. Diddy for coming today, man. I really appreciate this, bro. I got a lot of questions. You see, my notes is lit. My notes is fucking lit.
I thought we just going to come here and act crazy. You got questions and stuff.
No, this is a Ratchet Podcast. We ain't getting ratchet yet, you know. I just want you to, you know, tell us about the podcast scene and just, you know, how you've been doing. And just, I've been following you for a long time. You're actually the reason why, you know, we got back into the podcast. I got back on R&B like, yo, we could do this.
Y'all doing a great job.
So, you know, I really appreciate you for coming today. So, you know, just tell me a little bit, you know, about your podcast and how big y'all moving and how y'all going and just.
Well, we started the podcast in January 2017. Really was like July of 2016, but I took like 6 months of like planning and research and where we gonna record and this and all that before we did our first episode. So, we just had our 6-year anniversary as far as like from our first episode till now. We just had a 6-year anniversary show. We did it at Noto last Sunday. We had 450 people came. It was like super duper dope. It was like our biggest production we ever did. Shout out my man Rod. Shout out DJ A Boogie, Dre Ali, and Darius from Noto. They put together like a real crazy like show for us. And anybody that's seen like the photos and all of that, y'all know what I'm talking about as far as like video boards and sponsor installations and like our step and repeat, the opera style seating and the lighting and all of that. Like we put a real a whole lot of thought and intention into like our live show production because we want to make like, you know, a whole user experience when we doing them shows. So we started 6 years ago. We started kind of similar to y'all, man. Just like two guys came together and it was really me more so hounding Matt like, yo, I think we could do this just based on like our day-to-day conversation, what we had going on, group chat stuff, in-person conversations and things like that. And I felt like a lot of our values and our thought processes aligned and it made sense for us to, to put it in the media. Now at the time, this is 2017, it really wasn't like a whole lot of podcasts out there, not in the urban space anyway.
Right.
In the urban space, probably the biggest ones was like Combat Jack, Juan Epstein, and then Tax Stone came along. And when Tax came along, that really let me know like, oh no, I could do this shit. Cause it's like, I'm looking at him and I'm looking at me and I'm like, all right, he like a black Twitter celebrity. I am too, on a smaller scale. my C. Diddy page and all that was legendary. I didn't got deleted 52 times from Twitter and everything like that over the years, but that's another story. But so I'm just looking at like the comparables or whatever. So it's like he black Twitter celeb, me too, cool. He's big in his market, I'm big in my market, cool. You know, his talking points is not necessarily the same traditional stuff that I'm hearing on these other podcasts, on Joe Rogan or Juan Epp or even Combat Jack. It's a different, like more aggressive, more directive type of conversation. And the people that he talking to are just people in his network. And then once he maxed out on that, he started to expand and start getting the Beanie Siegels and the Norries and the Joe Buttons. And, you know, then eventually Meek came on and all of that.
Yeah, yeah.
And all of these different stuff. And it's like we kind of like, I guess, like pattern our trajectory, not necessarily the format of the show, but I think we pattern our trajectory after that and just kind of knowing like, all right, I'm going to go. I'm going to get Spank. I'm going to get Ayo. I'm going to get my man Nerd at the Cool Table from Delaware. I'm going to get Clint Coley. I'm going to get like all of these different people that's like already around me that's doing stuff in creative spaces or solidified in some past industry. I'm going to get them, tell their story, come together, have fun, talk some shit, and basically create these time capsules around like what's going on at the time or whatever. And over time, we just built up a content library. Now we close to 300 episodes just on our main feed. We got another 180 that we already did on Patreon in 2 years. And it's just like a testament to like our work ethic and just really falling forward and understanding like where the industry is at now, but more importantly, like where it's going.
Right. All right. So we got the podcast thing out. Now it's time to take a shot and get ratchet.
All right, bet it.
Let's get ratchet.
Bet it.
Come on.
Yeah, I told him I was drinking Reposado before I got here, so we just going to keep the party going at this point.
We going
to
get ratchet. Tasha, that better be water.
The bottle, let's get ratchet. Oh, she really ratchet.
All right. Mm. So this is a question for everybody here. Has a random girl ever asked y'all for money? That's for you and Chad. And have you ever asked a random guy for money, like on Instagram or something like that? So we're going to start with you because you're a lady. Have you asked a random guy on Instagram? Have you DM'd a guy like, let me get $100 for my nuts?
She asked for money last time she was here.
Chill. We're not talking about that.
not a random person. No.
You never asked a random guy for money?
No.
What's wrong with that? Why not?
I don't know him. Why would I ask him?
You might like him.
You got a dad?
Do I have a dad? Yeah, I have a dad. Yes. Okay. He died. All right.
Yeah. No, you had a dad. That's why you're not out here just asking random men for money. Like somebody instilled
in
you.
No, I didn't grow up with a dad. Okay. I wouldn't ask random people. Yeah.
Yeah, you came from good stock is kind of what I was getting to.
Yeah.
A lot of these girls out here don't have dads.
And they ask random questions.
And they ask random people anywhere, let alone the internet.
It's right. The city girl era, bro. Like, I don't want no bitch that was raised by city girls with a city girl mentality. You turn me off and you done.
It's city grandmoms now.
These nasty old ladies.
I'll fuck a city grandma. I'll fuck a city grandma. Like, don't get the game fucked. Because grandmoms is bad now.
Because grandmoms is 45.
Grandmoms is 37.
Back in the day, grandma was a grandma.
60, 75.
Wrinkled, you know, yeah. Traditional.
Grandma had spades with a section.
What? Turning up with the door. Pointing the niggas out. No, talk to him. He got the money.
That nigga's shoes tore up. Yep. He ain't got no money. Don't talk to him.
Girl, what kind of car he drive?
That's me. Look. With my young girls.
Oh, you be schooling them?
You said young. How old are you? If you don't mind
me asking.
30. You look young as hell. Like
23,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. 30. Mark, why did you like present that question though?
Oh, somebody asked me a random question about give me some money for my nails. I didn't know this girl for a can of paint.
Like on Instagram?
On Instagram. A random just DM'd me. Bro, I think it's your fault though.
No, it's your fault that, listen, bro, ever since he came on this podcast, right? I've been known for being cheap. I got Mitch on my profile pic on Instagram. I'm broke, baby. Like, I'm known for being cheap. I ain't got it. Tashelle know me. Rob, broke ass nigga. Everybody know that. Since I've been around him. Bro, just buy that shit. Bro, just give it to her, bro. You gonna get it back later. Just do it. He that type of nigga. So now all the girls thinking RBB with Mark. Mark fly bitches out. Mark do this. He pay for this.
Yeah.
Bro, Mark is the type. He gonna be the old head that put kids through college. Mark is that old head. Like, you feel me? I'm
put this
tight.
Little 2000 in a CD for young boy.
Yeah, like come on, bro. Like he gonna do that type shit. But ever since I've been around him, now the chicks is missing. They got me fucked up and they thinking I'm just paying. Then I gotta hurt people's feelings because I ain't paying.
Yeah.
But go ahead. So why did they
I think it's your fucking fault. She just DM'd me talking about, can you get my nails and my hair done? I was just like, I don't
you
even
have a DM'd her?
No. Never. So it was just random.
Might have been a fake super page.
No, yeah. it was a real page.
You got a girlfriend? You in a relationship? Huh? No, seriously, because it's probably a setup.
What you mean?
Oh, to see if you friendly, with your bread. Like if you go,
it ain't one of them.
Like a decoy.
Yeah. So listen, first of all, I'm too old for that shit. If a girl try to set me up like that, you can just ask me if I'm cheating. Like you can ask me if I'm cheating.
Oh, she probably heard something.
You seen that Joan that was floating around last week that was like, yo, you still out cheating? Yeah, why? What's up? You need me?
Girls know if they nigga cheating. Yeah. Tashelle, you know.
You know if a nigga cheating.
You've been cheated on a lot of times. And you accepted it. You don't care, right?
You just living that shit.
I don't get in relationships. So I haven't been cheating.
Now you don't get in relationships.
So what you get into, you don't get in a relationship.
She was the episode. She was the side chick.
Yeah, that was the side chick.
I proved that to you. Don't even.
You glorified being a side chick.
I never called myself a side chick
you
ever.
Switched it up.
No, I didn't. I still live by that. And I never called myself a side chick. He called me a side chick.
Ooh, I got a good question for this. So you like situationships or relationships? What's your best? What you like?
I don't like nothing right now.
You celibate?
Yes.
I'm bought a bit.
When the last time you fucked?
Last year.
You're lying.
Girl, last year was a month, right?
Yeah, it's only been 29 days.
I'm talking about like literally like last year.
Last year, what
like
month?
November.
You lying, December. So say December.
When I saw you at Spade?
Yeah, Spade. I saw you too. You was in the section.
Pour her card, Mark. Pour her card.
What was that though? That was in November.
That was December.
That was a minute ago.
That was a long time. That was November.
When I have a Prada birthday.
Yeah, Prada birthday.
When was his birthday?
December.
See, now we quit. See, stop. Listen, the name is Let's Keep
that's,
It 100.
But that's when it was. I said last year. I did keep
you
it 100.
You said November. You tried to give it 2 months.
I thought it was.
It was one time in December.
It was the summertime.
It was long enough.
That isn't nice. That's a long time for you.
Oh, for me? What do you mean for me?
That's for you. Like I know
I can go a lot. I can go a long time. I can go like 8-9 months a year
without fucking.
Yeah. Man.
What's the longest y'all could go without fucking? Period. She said 8-9 months. What'd you say, RB?
2 days.
What'd you say,
Chad? Probably, I'm old now. I probably did like 2 weeks.
Bro, I got a hump. Weeks. Bro, I be having wet dreams and shit. Like, that shit be got to come out.
Bro, give me a month. I'm cool. I ain't no horny nigga.
So if you was
always say this, you don't want to believe me.
But if you was not making no money, like if y'all wasn't like making no money, y'all was just damn bad, y'all going to be fucking?
No. I want to get some money first.
What somebody told me though, a older nigga or whatever, and he's like a hound, like he try to fuck everybody. But he basically told me, he said, man, being able to fuck these hoes is the only thing that make me okay with the fact that I'm not rich. At least like I'm out here like accomplishing something.
Right, I'm fucking these bitches.
I'm fucking these bitches.
Yeah.
Why do men want to fuck so many bitches? They're like, why is like
it's a mentality.
Why do
thing.
Like men think it's an accomplishment?
Because we all
women.
Taught wrong, for real. From a young age, we all taught wrong that like. Part of being hyper masculine and being a man is conquering like a lot of women and like having a bunch of women and stuff like that. But when you get older and you get like a little more clarity and have like knowledge of self, you realize like a lot of that shit is rooted in insecurity for real. To just be willing to just indiscriminately just give out your energy to whoever, because like we'll go and know a woman bad for us, but her sex is good. So we'll still succumb to all the bullshit. She busting your windows out, hitting you with liquor bottles and stabbing you and coming to the hospital to make sure you okay. But the sex is good, so you staying around. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of that shit be rooted in insecurity, but you don't even realize that till you get away from it, and then you can look back and be like, damn, I was tripping. Like, why the fuck would I do that?
And I don't know why you pointing at me, because I'm the most drama-free nigga in the world. I don't have no drama.
Right now.
It's three bitches that got the cold to my door.
Why three bitches?
And none of them don't. None of them would never come in there.
Look at her face. Three of them, three different ones.
Yeah, nigga.
That's drama.
Why do they have the cold to your door?
Just because it's like I don't be feeling like changing it, but it's like lock the door before you leave. Type shit. You gotta put the cold in to lock the door.
That's different. Three different bitches. That's toxic.
But I'm like, bro. I'm learning to be like a real man. I pride myself on being a man's man. Okay. I'm up front with everybody.
Yeah.
We ain't playing no games. I'm not playing with women no more, bro. Yeah. I done played the games, lied and all that. If they want to fuck with you, they gonna fuck with you.
Facts.
It is what
women
it is.
Women that give themselves an excuse to do some shit that they probably know they shouldn't do if they like you. Like
all
everything.
Us. We all do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, they'll know like I probably shouldn't fuck with this nigga and just be like, but it's something about him and they gonna do it.
That's me.
That's you. She's
like,
that's me.
Tasha, I'm in that
type
like
of situation right now.
Piece of shit ass nigga.
No, I don't. I don't.
So what do you like then if he lying on you?
Not piece of shit.
What you like?
Almost like
semi shit. Somewhat shit.
You like bad guys.
What you mean?
Street niggas.
No, I don't.
Not street niggas, but guys that like are like niggas?
You over your street nigga phase. All girls go through that shit.
Everybody go through it.
I did that when I was younger. I've been over it. Young. Okay.
So you over that?
Been over it.
Mm. So what do you like now?
I like a guy to have a good head on his shoulders. He's established. If it's a job or business wise.
He can't sell drugs.
I don't want to know about it if you do. I don't want to know about it.
You don't want to go meet his man and drop something off.
No,
you don't
want to
be a part because niggas are reeling you right into this shit.
Like a you're mother. A pretty smart girl. You know it's whatever somebody got going on.
Yeah. So.
So that's where you at with it.
Yeah,
I don't think
honest.
I answered the first question. I have been asked for money by strangers. It's kind of the same way as you though, like straight random, like. And it'd be almost like them chain messages, though, where I think they're trying to scam you, where it's like, yo, me and my daughter at the Greyhound station, and it's so cold, and it's summertime. Right. If you could just spare a blanket and $300, like, we could get back to Idaho, where her father, my child's father is. Yeah, block. Like,
bro, they don't understand. We grew up in that era where they used to play the commercial back in the day with the real fucked up, grimy looking kids in a whole nother country. Limit them commercials. Now, I used to feel bad for them kids. If I had, they used to say, just give 5 cents. Just give a quarter if you can. I shouldn't have even been up that late, first of all, as a kid. But, bro, I used to be like, yo, if I had money to give, I would give it to them.
It's a tumbleweed, Jones.
But it's like, we grew up in that. Like, I'm not giving you shit.
Yeah, fuck no.
Not a random. I remember niggas, you ever get to join the cash at me $50 real quick. Bro. And I'm going to turn your $50 into $100.
Bro, that's just so
a lot of motherfuckers lost their cash apps and their Instagrams like that. Shit.
Yeah.
Bro, I'm just so cheap and stingy with mine. It's like, because everybody just gimme. So yeah. Like, what we heavy on now was like, and we y'all both can talk about this, like, certain people, like, I'm heavy on checking people's background when I start talking to them. Like, do you come from a loving home or did you grow up on survival mode? Cause it's like I come from a loving mother. Like I ain't grow up on survival, bro. I'm not trying to go to my next, like, just get whatever from somebody and go to the next thing. Like I'm approaching the situation on some genuine shit, but everybody ain't grow up like that. Yeah. So how you
grow
up, Tasha?
Yeah, it's on spotlight on you, love.
I came from a loving home. I went to school. I went to daycare. I went to camp.
She went to the center, so you
I
know
went.
She.
That's how I met her. Chill, that's how I met her. I went there too.
We all both was privileged.
Shut up.
Yeah, I'm not struggling. I'm not struggling with nobody no more. I already did that. I'm not doing it.
I just think at this point, the whole culture is basically surrounded around like giving women a lot of bad habits and kind of teaching them to, like, you got to extract maximum resources from every nigga you deal with. The biggest problem that I got in modern dating, and I'm not even part of this shit, I'm just somebody on the sideline just looking at it, is like, if a woman juggling 10 niggas, every out of the 10 niggas, they don't, whatever the cost is for whatever she's trying to get done, they all got to pay the full cost. Not like it's 1,000, everybody give up a bean. No, I need 1,000 from everybody. So now everybody's down $1,000, but she gonna split the pussy up 10 ways. That doesn't make no sense to me.
Talk about
facts.
I don't understand that.
Mm.
Like girls, like I got homegirls that do hair and shit like that, and they be like, yo, these girls come in a shop, getting their hair done, and text 30 niggas. Yeah, I need 300. And that cash at me, bing, 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 all day.
And that's why I be saying no. They call me cheap.
You gotta stand out. Tell her no.
Come on, bro. Yeah. I ain't doing it. I'm not gonna be in a group chat. Yeah, the boy RB, yeah, he gave that shit up.
Mm-hmm. So you trying to say that's how they label me?
Oh, you one of them niggas binging. You one of them binging ass niggas. Bing, bing, bing. You might send it 3 times. Bing, bing. Not ass nigga.
I ain't getting into that. I ain't getting into none of that. Fuck all that.
Yes, you do, bro.
Apple Pay.
I think it's a shortage on on genuine people on both sides, men and women.
Facts.
Because there's niggas out here that's living chick to chick and couch to couch and trying to finesse their way through life. And when your income tax come, I need $2,800 and all of that shit. Like,
if any woman's still falling for that, you're just horrible.
They be down bad. And it's like, it ain't like down chicks like Tashelle, like they got their shit together and can spot like.
Tashelle done spotted a nigga.
But it's more so like the women that's like looking for love in the wrong places. They gonna do what they can to sustain that companionship.
Some women can't live without a man. Like they gotta be in a relationship. That's how they are.
You can live without a man?
Yeah, I can.
You sure?
I'm positive. And I try to get out of that mentality of living without a man. I try to bring down my independence. But it's just not working. It's not working for me now. I'm trying to like a person for the person and not for what he have.
When he take you to speed, right?
No, not that nigga.
Yeah, we getting toxic today.
No, I fuck with you.
So, this question for Chad, though. But so, what you see more now? Because you was a party promoter back in the day.
Yeah.
And, you know, they was talking about you real big lately. They said Chad was the best party promoter back in the day.
I'm glad because somebody else was saying recently, they was like, no, such and such was over. They said such and such was over you. I had to argue niggas down.
Yo,
I'm just crazy. Like, I brung everybody. Like,
yo.
So wait, how old are you, bro?
I'm about to be 40 next month.
Okay.
Yeah. So he a little older. So he in a little different age group, but Chad done had parties in every era.
Yeah, I ain't old as Prada though. Prada old as shit.
Prada 50. He looked 24.
24. We grew up together. Yeah. Right. Like
facts.
Melon Street. Like
you see.
Really that old?
Yeah, you ain't know that?
No.
Oh shit, this going viral.
How old you thought Prada was?
Not our age, of course.
He got a daughter
like
your
35.
Age. He got a daughter
like
your
40.
Age.
40.
He got a daughter your age.
Prada is 50, bro. Like he probably 48, 49.
That's crazy.
And then he lied on a birthday joint talking about 40th birthday. Prada, nut ass.
My bad, bro. My bad.
You and Chad exposed me. Chad put his age out there. But go ahead.
Boo old as shit too. Boo lying to why he just turned 40. Boo's not 40. There's
Boo
no
50.
Way.
Boo is 50.
Listen,
how we go to Long Shore if you was ahead of me and then now I'm 40. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like certain shit don't add up. I'm 40. You niggas is not 40.
Just keep it a thing. It's not wrong with a man being older though. It's like we get better with age.
For sure.
Men shouldn't lie about their age. Women like older men.
Look. She's
like, yeah.
She's gonna get a
Prada deal. Said you were 47 on the show.
Nigga, oh, you 40? Oh, I like that nigga.
All right, what was the question? My bad.
Shit, I forgot.
Mark, you gotta go back to your room.
So I wanna know is, what was the difference in now? So how long you been out the party game? I wanna know, what's the difference?
My last party was March of 2020. I did Danny Garcia birthday party at Nodal. That was my last party.
So what you see the difference now? I don't know if you've been in the mix a little bit, Chad.
A little tiny bit.
What's the difference between a party woman of back in the day and then now?
You got to realize I was on an incredible run when I quit. Like I quit because the pandemic hit and I was just – and I realized I kind of had a self-awakening this shit not as sustainable as I think it is. Okay. Like something could happen that could disturb everything I got going on, mm-hmm. like indefinitely. And the country was closed, travel was closed, nightclubs was definitely closed. Like when that shit originally happened, we thought it was gonna be like 2-3 weeks and then, you know what I'm saying, this be over. Cause when Obama was president, we had Ebola, we had a lot of crazy shit. That shit never affected nothing. Like,
right.
They got right on that shit. They'd go find a nigga. Who got Ebola? Where he at?
Kill him.
They go find that nigga, spray him with some shit, throw him in a zoo, and then we be back partying. We don't even know. Mm-hmm. We in the club turning up. This shit was different. You know what I'm saying? Fact. So the pandemic kind of made me reassess, and I realized, I said, yo, doing parties the best I could do, like maxing out, like going balls to the wall, I could make probably $300,000 a year.
Damn.
That's the best I could do. Like I could throw at this point, I'm throwing 100 parties a year minimum.
Okay.
That's just 52 weeks a year, every Friday and Saturday. 104 parties a year. I'm really probably doing 160 because I got a Thursday at Mirage, a Monday over here, occasional pop-up over here. I'm really doing 160 parties a year. I'm going to make $300,000. When I broke that down and realized how much money that was per event, I'm like, yo, that's not no money. Like, and I was just like, yo, I'm sitting on something that could pay me millions. Why am I not spending my time focusing on this instead of focusing on this other shit that really tricks you because I'm grossing. I could gross 300. But I'm not bringing home 300 because I'm still entertaining. I gotta fucking, even if it's my party, I gotta pay certain people's way because I'm not the only person on the party. Right. I gotta buy bottles and entertain and this and this. Even if I'm getting them at a super duper discount, I'm still paying something. So 30% of my money that gets brung back is automatically going back out to reinvest into the party. This is a Ponzi scheme. Like, I'm tricking myself because I'm having a good time doing it. I'm tricking myself into thinking, like, I'm making more than what I am. And when I sat for, like, 6 months during that pandemic from April to October and looked at how much money I had from doing all my other side hustles and all of that, and we started making a lot of money with the podcast, I was like, I'm a fucking fool. And I left that shit alone. But that lifestyle tricks niggas into thinking they making a lot of money. But I got homies. One of my best friends, DJ Golden Boy in Miami, he do live on Fridays, story on Saturdays, and he got other various installations and stuff down there. And this nigga, like, programs All-Star Weekend every year, Super Bowl every year, shit like that. He's making... no telling, you know what I'm saying? I don't even want to say the numbers, but I know his numbers. Like, he's making millions a year, you know what I'm saying?
Off of parties. So would you ever get back into it?
In another market. So it's like, but I'm saying is Philly hamstrings you with, like, these different glass ceilings that exist to where it's like you really can't make a lot of money because the infrastructure is wrong. And these club owners don't understand what it takes to build a good party. All they care about is paying their rent and their bills. So they're going to make it hard for the promoter to make money because all they care about is they sell for real. Okay. And they trick you into thinking that it's going to be different. And then you get 3, 4, 8 months down the line and they always fuck you over.
Wow. Damn.
Only person that didn't fuck me over was John Meehan that owned Vanity Grand when I was the general manager and I was the marketing director. John was the best owner I ever worked for. Every other owner I did long-term business with fucked me over at some point in the process.
Damn.
Unapologetically, too. I'm sorry about that. Yeah, fucked me over at some point in the progress and looked at me like, what you want me to do?
Damn. So back to these bitches. I mean, I'm sorry, Tasha, but the difference of how was the girls like in the back in the day era of you throwing parties and then now?
I be seeing the pictures and all that from the nights now, and it's 50-50. It's like a lot of Philly got a lot of super bad like young bitches right now that's out and about partying and shit like that. A lot of them, like top tier, like they making like them melanin pages and these girls and bitch so bad and all of that on the ground. They're making them pages. Like we got some bad. Young talent
a lot of
here.
want to come to Philly and get one of these bad young bitches.
For sure. But then you also got like the bitches in the pictures, like holding up the Henny bottles, like Mobb Deep and shit like that. And it's like that I don't particularly understand. So it's like you got these super bad pretty ones, and then you got these real masculine, like tough ass hoes. And some of them are pretty too, but they like super duper gangster, and the energy is just more so like that. You know, and I love Lil Durk; he's my favorite artist. But it's like. That energy around like that drill music and all of that shit got these girls thinking they drillers too.
Yeah,
and that's the shit girls coming is across. Drilling.
Drilling who?
They drilling niggas. They lying.
So they drilling too. What you think, Tasha? How you feel about the guys now and dating in the party scene? Would you meet a guy in a club?
She just did.
No, I didn't. I was at the club with.
Oh, okay, my fault.
He was on a club date. Get it straight.
No, hold on.
That is a date, though.
No, I just went outside. That's it.
He said, come outside. I got
outside
a sexual.
All my guy friends. If y'all tell me to ask me to come outside, I'm going to come outside.
But you was with a whole another whole group.
I was with two niggas.
Oh.
They was with other people. Like, I'm saying I was with one, but.
Oh. Yeah, say make clear it up.
With one, ended up part of a group.
We all rolled together, but it was a bunch of niggas.
Whoa.
Come on, bro.
Whoa.
That was with one nigga. I went home with one nigga.
Damn.
we're having a night that night. No, I'm fucking with you. No, I'm just fucking with you, Tasha. But so you, so.
It's starting to hit him.
Drop the blicky. Yeah.
Well, I, you said, well, I.
Would you date it? Would you meet a guy in the party scene now?
I may, yeah, I would meet a guy in the party scene. I wouldn't take him serious now. He'd probably be blocked the next day if he get my number. So he, I just give people my number to get on my face sometime. I don't know.
Gotta get
a good...
You gotta get a Google number, text now or something.
I give him my son number. Cause you know, once he got an Android. He got an Android. So once guys see that it's an Android, they be like, shit pop up, Graham.
Oh, that's what it is. I don't text Androids back. I really don't, though. That's some real shit.
I ain't going to lie, bro. I'm not trying to meet no bitch in a club.
Why not, though?
I'm a 31-year-old man.
Log in.
Like, I like trying to expand my horizon. I keep trying to tell him he want to keep fucking with these bottle girls that's shaking that shit. I picture myself with a certain type of woman, so I don't want a bitch that's shaking that shit and niggas throwing ones. And I mean, like, to each his own, but that's not the type of woman I want. So he know. I go to Target.
That's his favorite spot, Tarjay. Tarjay, you love Tarjay.
I love Tarjay.
You know what I mean?
You love
and then
too?
You find different bitches in different types of aisles. And that's what you know. You know what type of bitch you want from the aisle you in.
So no what aisle bullshit. You go down?
The cleaning aisle. The bitch got to clean. Bitch got a clean house and she will clean your house. She will clean your house. Them the type of woman you meet them. Any chick I met in the cleaning aisle, they come to your crib. Oh, you need this done, this done. They gonna bring the cleaning supplies to your house, and then they gonna use them.
Oh, look at that bullshit.
Nigga, I done gave you. You know stories and the bitch brought a whole cleaning basket and clean shit. Come on, bro. I ain't going to. I lie a lot on here. I only lie when I got my glasses on. So I'm telling the truth.
Put your glasses on, Tasha. Put your glasses
on. Yo, I'm telling the truth right now. But yeah, bro, it's too late in the game to be. Them girls is. They cool to have my fun with. You know what I mean? But I know a lot of girls that work at bars and shit. They have a job, bro. Get money from them niggas. And I never want to be looked at as a sucker ass nigga that you could just
you don't
get.
Be lumped in with the rest of the
exactly,
niggas.
Exactly, bro. So it's like RB, he might get that shit up, but girl, you gonna have to work for it. And you know what work for it means. You gonna have to get some pussy up. And that just is what it is.
Oh, yo, shit. What do y'all think about, I'm gonna throw something to the group. What do y'all think about the fact that like a lot of nightclub culture now, like it's niggas basically just like paying girls to hang out with them. And they don't, it ain't no expectation or nothing. They know we just going out with so-and-so. They don't got to get no pussy up. They ain't got to pretend to like nobody.
Elaborate on paying to hang out with them.
Basically like,
they going to front everything?
They going to front everything. Like, and it's straight on some like homegirl shit. But it's like.
I don't really have a problem kind of with that.
Because what? We just was talking about this.
All right. So like, if you want to create the vibes, let's say it's like my birthday or something. Let's say I got like. I might want to. I get a section or something.
Yeah,
I'm gonna create the vibes. I'm paying for everything. It's my birthday though. I want to have a good time.
But you gonna invite your bitches though?
I can't invite my bitches.
I gotta invite. You ain't gonna invite the one you like the most, and that's your birthday. Who you gonna fuck at the end of the night?
I could do that.
Like the most chill one, the cool one. But it got to be like girls that I'm cool with, and y'all invite y'all friends.
Got it.
Mark invite. No, you don't invite none of them.
Never mind.
But yeah, like you invite your, you mean?
Yeah.
You bring your girl, she bring her girlfriends. We just want good energy.
Yeah.
So we want to be around women, so you got to pay for that sometimes. I don't mind it.
But what if that's like your life? And every
I mean,
week.
You better be rich. You better be a working motherfucker, because that ain't it, bro.
You don't think that's it?
It's too late in the game for that, bro.
I mean, I want the good vibes all the time.
I was about to say something.
I've done it all the time, bro. I pay for it.
But them the type niggas that look down the line 20 years from now and be like, damn.
RB, look at the time we went to Spade. How much money I spent at Spade?
And you text me in the morning and said, damn.
Damn.
But guess what? But guess what? We had a good time, though.
I don't give a fuck about no good time, nigga. I have a good time with one bitch in the house with a bottle and some hookah and Netflix, nigga. I'm an old man.
Netflix and chill.
And Uber Eats.
I mean, I'm not paying for nobody to be around me, but if y'all got good vibes, I want y'all around me. I'm about all good vibes, period, though. So I don't see nothing wrong with that. I'm not paying you to hang around me, but I want y'all to have a good time.
Just
I feel
do
like
it in moderation, like you just. Bro,
I like what he said. In moderation.
Yeah, bro. If you overdoing that shit, nigga, you ain't gonna make it. I'm telling. Listen, bro. That's why everybody think, oh, he broke. Da da da. No, I know what the fuck going on out here, and I'm not that's about true. To get caught in this shit. That y'all trying to you're make trying it seem like, oh, they y'all. Doing this every night. Bro, I don't got to try to impress nobody. I know who I am. I know what I got going on. The motherfuckers you trying to compete with, they ain't got the bills you got. They ain't got nothing going on to where what you got. So, fuck out of here. Y'all young boys go ahead and have fun and party every night and be mad as shit in the morning. Damn, I done spent all this. Ain't even fucked the bitch.
No, cool. But listen.
Talk to
some
them.
Guys.
Talk
right,
to them.
They only like being around females because when they out with a group of guys, they act like you. Broke as shit.
Talk to them. Tell them. Tell them. Tasha, tell them.
They do. I'm telling you. I heard stories. Niggas. Oh, I don't drink. I'm not putting up for no bottle. Oh,
you
I don't
know
smoke,
that too,
I'm
though,
not,
RB. When niggas don't I'm come out with girls.
First of all, let's clear this right now.
Clear it.
When RB is out, RB pays.
You do.
Okay. He don't.
Never no, been, he do, no. Never, he don't. I don't know about everybody else.
Tasha,
but
never been a crumb,
not,
right?
Not to me. When
I'm tight, but I'm not a crumb.
You're not tight neither.
Ooh.
I'm not a crumb. Do you?
Really
my man, saying. No. My man, no. When we go out, we splitting that shit.
Every time. Not a question.
But some guys don't. They feel like because I didn't drink this, I didn't smoke this, I didn't
that's like
bring
birthday
that
dinner.
Person.
That's like birthday dinners. That's why I never go to a birthday
oh
dinner.
Oh my God, never.
That is the
never.
Worst shit ever. When you get to a birthday dinner, oh, I only had chicken fingers and french fries.
Bro, niggas turned into a whole mathematician.
Yeah, I only had a half a
nigga,
drink.
Nigga, you ain't even graduate. Now you trying to add and subtract.
Yeah,
dickhead, you fucking
you
it all up.
That? Yeah, fuck all that.
No, bro, I ain't had that. Nope, yeah. I had a solid. A water.
Yeah, what the fuck? I matter of fact, I came late. I came 20 minutes late. So y'all already had the bill. So I'm going to just give y'all $35 to this shit. What? No. Fuck that. Like, no. I don't believe in that. I don't know. That's.
But that's why some guys just rather be around a girl, just pay for everything.
That's yeah. Why I fuck with the cuz when I joined. The niggas that just came home. The light-skinned boy. He fucking with the big girl.
So.
He said you're going to pay for that, right?
Oh, yo, he out of pocket. Yo, he was talking about that shit.
That's what I mean.
He was talking
it's
about
cool
that shit.
It's cool when they do it. It's a problem when I do it.
Listen, I'm going to fuck y'all up with this, so I got a question for everybody. I just got to post on Instagram. What y'all should feel like a first date should be? What's the limit? Like how much?
Like what you mean?
Like how much you should you should a guy spend on a first date?
I don't have no limit because at the end of the day, I'm about having a good time, and anything I do with a woman is basically bringing her into my world. So I ain't being pressured or pressed into nothing. I'm already living at a certain level, so she gonna elevate just by fucking with me. Period. So whatever we doing is what I want to do anyway. I would be right. Going to Steak 48, or I would be going to Philippe or whatever anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it ain't no limit to when I'm not gonna limit myself.
But
nothing.
What if you don't talk to her again?
So what?
You got to cut your losses, right?
I mean, some people you not going to talk to. I had a joint back in the day. I took a girl to R2L. We went on one date, never talked again. I seen her forever because we was following each other on the gram. Like, I see you every day, but
I'm glad
we just
you admitted
ain't talking.
That, bro.
Niggas
like, are trying to act like that.
No, I'm not undefeated.
It just happened to me.
Like, I'm not undefeated in dating by no means. Nobody is.
Hold on, RB. We're going to get into that.
Floyd Mayweather, a billionaire, he ain't undefeated in dating. He took some losses. Nelly took his bitch. Ray J took his bitch. So, like, plenty of niggas. Like, it happens.
Or just he took some bitches out
got his
and
daughter.
Like,
yeah, it happens.
It happens to the best of us. I'll be telling niggas that.
So you don't care what the first date
you go and take losses.
I didn't say that.
You don't feel like it's a limit? You feel like it's
a limit? Yeah, it's a limit, nigga.
What's your limit on the first date?
If I had to choose, I'm downgrade. I don't know what the fuck he talking about. I'm going to stay 48 by myself. I like to sit at the bar. Yeah, bitch.
So
we
what's
going,
the no? What's the limit? What you think
tell
the
limit
should be?
$200, $300, $100, $40. What's your limit, RB?
You just gotta pick the right restaurant. You can't let the girl choose the first.
So
day.
Applebee's it is. I'll bet.
Longhorn
is the perfect balance though, because you get good high end food for not high end money.
And I know the bartender.
Drink we live.
What you think,
bro?
I'm not sure.
You're not sure? So what would you want a guy to take you for your first date?
You really can get Tashelle like
what you no, the poppy store, a poppy store hoagie.
She won't eat the poppy store.
I don't eat poppy store.
She used to eat that too much at McMichael. Y'all used to eat that shit every morning.
It was $2, a hoagie, a 50-cent day soda, the big one, and a bag of chips.
That was a meal combo. And I ain't even have enough for that. I used to envy them. Go ahead.
Anyway. I don't know. It don't matter. It's I don't know. Think of the most. No, not that Michael said the most. But a guy has spent $1,000 on me on his first date. Yeah.
$1,000? What the fuck y'all do?
We went to eat. He invested in my business.
On the first
yo,
date?
Yo, I ain't gonna
date.
Lie. My man put me on there. He like, bro, you wanna get them certain little bitches, you gotta invest in their business.
Buy the inventory.
Yup. Real
did.
Shit. Real
what?
Shit.
He did. That's
niggas
he did.
Do that. That gets that got your attention, didn't it?
You gave him some pussy?
What?
No that pussy? Mean, yeah. That's the same thing Megan said when it answered that she fucked Tory.
What?
Yeah, you fucking. Ain't nothing wrong with it, Tasha.
Eventually, probably. Yeah. Whatever. But anyway, it's not really a limit. As long as I'm having fun.
I can go on
a walk and have fun.
That's what I'm saying. That's my type of day to walk
yeah,
in
I think the biggest thing is like curating the vibes. You know what I'm saying? Because some niggas overshoot their shot and they'll take a girl that you could take the Longhorn to Steak 48 and she don't even appreciate the shit because that's not the shit that she on.
That's what I be saying, bro.
I used to.
That's what I be saying. Yeah. I just want a chick to like me for me, bro. I don't want to have to do no super extra extravagant shit for you to like me.
You're a smart
that's
man.
That's why I feel like that. You shouldn't
you're
have
smart
to.
Man.
You shouldn't have to spend a lot of money for
look,
your girl.
The best type of relationships is when the woman likes the man more than he likes her. Keeps everybody honest.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why you say that?
Because women just naturally got a lot of options. Like average women got more options than like a top tier man. So at the end of the day, if the woman likes the man more than he likes her, she's going to be appreciative of his effort, what he does, what he brings to the table, whatever. She's not going to be looking to fulfill whatever she feels like he's lacking at in another person because she just fucks with him. But if she just treating him like he, if you treat a woman like a fan, she'll if you treat a woman like a star, she'll treat you like a fan.
Yeah, deep. He said deep.
Tell me your shit. What you about to say? Right
so here? Look, what y'all think about the pressure that today's society put on like just everybody to look a certain way, look rich, portray so said, a certain image.
So you said like the like how they dressing, how they carrying it. Everything.
I got a lot of thoughts on this.
Yeah. So you said
and like this follow up to that is like have any of y'all fallen victim to that? Like
I have.
Live beyond your means.
I have.
He said that before.
I did. I have. I did. Cause the niggas I hang around with had chains, watches, and I just feel like I was
chain on them.
I did. It's a couple dollars. Nut ass nigga.
I broke ass nigga.
I got money.
Go
baby.
Ahead, Mark.
Well, what American Express you want?
Oh, I'm getting a card today.
But no, I just feel like sometimes you don't want to feel like the eyeball out, but I feel like if you got it, you should treat yourself. So it's like kind of like when you're around certain shit, you should live to your fullest. I want to say, but. I don't want to feel pressured into it though. Like if nobody got to tell me to do it, but if I feel like I'm around this shit, I feel like I got to kind of adapt to it.
Nah, but you
I
should.
Adapt to any environment I'm in.
Nah.
No?
You got to be yourself, bro.
I am myself. I'm still going to be myself no
if
matter
I
what.
I feel like I could stand out with any nigga I walk in the room with, bro.
Absolutely.
And it just come down to like confidence and just, I feel like I can walk up to the same bitch they can walk up to. Like the same way, like when for example, when we just was at the game and we just was right next to what's the young boy's name? I don't know what out they held this on.
Oh, AJ Brown and Miles Sanders and them. Yeah.
I mean, we talking to the same bitches they talking to.
Facts.
You feel me? Like I just have that confidence, bro. Yeah.
Miles Sanders was telling me I don't want to take pictures with people because I don't like the kids.
Wait, y'all was next to them.
Yeah.
I need you to relax. I'm gonna cut that part off.
Yeah, we was around though.
But it's just like, bro, I just feel like I got that confidence. And some people like make it seem like that's I'm being cocky, but no, like, I feel like whenever I walk in the room, I'm him. I don't have to have no chains on, no none. And it's just great when we in that, and we was in that room, nobody know your occupation, none. So it's like,
you know the lounge, you're a boy, you know the lounge.
I ain't lying, but I ain't telling y'all nothing either. So it's like, go ahead and assume, you feel me? My posture, the way I'm carrying it, y'all gonna assume.
From Bibelos and all, they like, damn, what's up, bro? They don't know what you do.
That's the top, like, networking spot in the city right now. Mm-hmm. Is that Sixers Lounge?
Yo.
That's number one, bro.
Yeah. I see Chance 67 times in there.
Are you being there?
All the time.
I ain't been in a little minute, but I've been in there. But to your original question about you know, is everybody being overexposed to certain stuff? I think we are. Jay-Z said it on his first album, "Street schoolers to spend our money foolish," and now you fast forward with like Instagram and basically having 10 years of Instagram. Now we've been on Instagram for 10 years.
That's crazy.
Now it transformed from like just a cool place to share your photos and experiences and stuff to a highlight reel for like 1% lifestyle. And now we got regular people being overexposed to shit to where 13 and 14 year olds want Balenciaga bags and trips to the Maldives for Christmas.
That's sick.
They kids. You know what I'm saying? Like, what happened to being a kid? And I'm just a strong proponent of giving yourself room to grow and room to improve in life. So it's like the problem that a lot of rappers is having now is that they coming into the game. I'm rich already. I'm lit already. I got the Rolls Royce. I got this, and this. So they run out of material. They don't have nothing to talk about. And a lot of that is permeating social media where people are coming to the gram like, I'm lit already. I got the this and the Balenciaga boots and woo, 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 woo. Sure. And it's like, all right, well, how do you give yourself room to grow? You can't. You already at a certain level or whatever. And a lot of it is a mistake because a lot of people is faking. Motherfuckers is getting shit, 90%. Buying shit, sending it back. Motherfuckers is niggas is wearing their homie chains. Girls is wearing their homegirl boots and bags. Like it's a whole lot of just trickery to the shit because it's like if everybody's rich, why are we in a recession? I'm confused here. None of this makes sense. But people are try to trick other people into believing that. Oh, I'm up. I got this. I got that. And we all got it's insecurity.
And it's all of that trying to look like you got more than you got.
Low self esteem.
With men.
Low self esteem. The same shit.
And it's like, I just think it just stemmed down to women.
You think so? You think the women set the tone for that?
No, I feel like men are trying to impress women.
No, men is trying to impress other men now.
Yeah.
These niggas look up the little baby and look up the little Dirk and look up the Meek and all of that shit. And they want to feel like I'm in the room and I'm him too.
Yeah, I'm
all
him.
Of that. And it's the opposite of what you saying, where it's like you feel confident in yourself regardless because you self-aware and you know who you are. A lot of these niggas don't know who the fuck they are.
Right.
And they getting pieced bad information from bad sources and all they around is dumb motherfuckers. So they don't even know how to vet the information and realize I'm getting bad data. And they going out into the world with this and they living their life around a bunch of bullshit set of standards and rubric and all of that. And they don't find out that they was on some bullshit till they 45 and don't have nothing. And then it's like, damn, I fucked that up, huh? Yeah, nigga, you fucked that up.
Straight up. Yeah, so
what you want to ask us? Like, give us something you want to talk about.
What's been y'all best part of doing this podcast so far?
Yeah, Mark.
The best part? I've been fucking a lot of bitches.
That's all he cared about.
Since he's been on the podcast, my pussy rate went through the roof.
The nigga called me every morning.
Yo, I got
this. I'm like, bro, it's 5:30, Mark. Let me get a little bit more sleep. I'm like, bro, I do go to the gym at 6 a.m., but bro, let me get this little half hour nap. You know, he go to work 5 in the morning, so he up. RBZ. I just got enough. Like, bro, you not tired?
Chatty Patty. No, I didn't cook get the tired.
Bro, this boy be humping.
Listen, I took the honey. It's on. Just take it before your nose bleed.
No, bro, like with me with the podcast shit, this shit is like.
Because you started it, right?
Mm-hmm. It's just therapeutic for me, bro. Mm-hmm. I tell people all the time, like, it's okay. Like, everything don't have to be about money. Like, a lot of people can't understand, like, why are you investing in that? Why are you trying to do that? It's we go through so much shit, bro, in life. It's good to have something to just fall back on. Like, I'm about to go do my podcast. This is my happy place. this is my place to vent, talk my shit, have fun with my friends, invite some pretty girls, some vibes, you feel me? We drinking, we're having a great fucking time.
Yeah, I like that.
And that's just, that's what it is for me, bro. We want to make some money.
Have you had any,
make some money. He about to give us a game.
I can give y'all some game on it. But what I was going to ask as a follow-up is, have you, have either of y'all had like a moment where you had like, either like a physiological or any type of spiritual breakthrough from like doing the podcast, or y'all came to a certain conclusion that you maybe was trying to work through a conversation y'all had on the show?
Yeah. Or honestly, RB told me to stop being so nice. Like, honestly though, he tell me all the time, bro, you's like a super nice guy. Stop being so fucking nice. Like I give you the shirt off my back. Like, I'm one of them guys. Yeah. Like, I give you the shirt off my back. I don't give a fuck who you is, what you do, but I'm just like one of them friends. He be like, yo, bro. He tell me this shit every time on a podcast. Yo, bro, you super nice. You super nice. Stop doing it. And I had to sit back and like, damn, bro, really right about that. Like, I'm really super nice. And it's like catching up. And it's just like, you know what I'm saying? Like, is he giving me the light because we doing this podcast. And he like, yo, bro, I appreciate you for getting me back in this. But guess what? I'm giving you this game too.
Right.
You doing too much. You're not doing this. You doing this and you doing it. So that should actually help me and make me like focus more on like myself and getting back and just I needed that.
Yeah.
Like, so it was like a therapeutic thing for both of us. Like, I feel like for me, he helped me out a lot.
Yeah.
So,
and then the last question I want to ask y'all, where do y'all want to take it? Like, what's your ultimate goal for the show?
Apple Podcast. No, man. I tell RB, man. I'm gonna give a shout out to you and Matt, because y'all really gave me the push to push him. And I was just like, yo, listen, I want to get it to that next level, bro, where we could get it. Because our personalities gonna always take us there, and we different.
Absolutely.
You gotta think about it. We different from a lot of podcasts in the city. We get some of the girls that people can't see, can't touch. You know what I'm saying? Like that. So I want to get us to that next level. Whereas though we,
he bringing a girl to nobody don't want to touch.
The monsters. But you know what I'm saying? We just want to get it to that next level. Whereas though we getting 100,000 streams. Whereas though we could go outside and they know what's going on, and we getting the hate from other podcasts and shit. Like, even though this is enough, but I want all that shit. Fuck it. I'm with all that shit.
You want all the smoke.
I want all the smoke, but just to get the different smoke. Whereas though, we can get it where we start making money off this shit. Whereas though, we could quit our jobs and make money off of this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's the angle.
Because at the end of the day, I feel like our perspectives is pretty good, and we giving people help on certain things, because everybody don't see it the way we see it, but some people do see it the way we see it.
Yeah.
So guess what? The negative energy is always going to reflect to the good energy. So we need all that.
That's a real good point that you made about being a help to people, because I think the biggest benefit for our show, where we kind of like started, the people started looking at us different, was when we went from being entertainment to being a resource. And we was informing people and giving people information and resources and stuff like that. And then once that happened, like, we started getting political people wanting to come on the show and
50,000 lashes.
and the Dr. Umars, and you know what I'm saying? Councilman Curtis Jones.
Name y'all
guests.
Who y'all had on there?
Yeah. Most recently, we just did a show this weekend, last night, with this guy named Smart from New York City. He was on Mav Hoffa podcast. Mm-hmm. My Expert Opinion, they went viral. They did like 7 million views on Mav's channel and like 400 million views total. So we just had him on our show, and it's literally like probably the best podcast episode ever recorded. Like, no exaggeration, no bullshit.
Yeah.
He was like having like a lecture. Like, that shit was like some other shit. Like, and what was dope about it is his exterior doesn't match who he, his mm-hmm. intellect and his internal of who he is as a person, because he presents like a rapper. Chains, Louis Vuitton mm-hmm. jacket, Louis Vuitton deep. Hat, Christian Dior, da da da. Mm-hmm. But he's got substance and he deep. And it's just a different like sort of thing. And I think when it hit the internet, it's gonna fuck shit up, like really fuck shit around on an international scale. We just interviewed Core on Friday. That's gonna be coming out soon. that's going to be coming out soon. We interviewed Dr. Umar. That's our biggest episode to date. We did close to 7. We had like 7 million impressions total with that joint. 400,000 views on YouTube, our clips and all of that.
I saw you go through the show like, are we going to say these people with how many lashes? 50,000 lashes, Stephen A.
Tie him up with his own. So that's been like a blessing. That's brought a bunch of new attention and new eyes to us. Ryan from Uncut.
Ryan told me he was coming down here 60 times.
Yeah, you gotta trap him. You know what I'm saying?
You gotta be like DJ Khaled. Yeah. You gotta pop up at these niggas every second.
I'm gonna fly to Miami.
DJ Khaled, the most annoying nigga in the world. Yeah, you got to do it.
Some of our repeat guests, Spank, comedian Spank, on tour with Kevin Hart and all that, Plastic Cup Boys, he been on the show twice. My man Ayo been on the show twice, Street Ball Legend, and One, Ball Up, Mountain Dew, and all of that. Sean Cotton, the owner of Say Cheese Media, that's a good friend of mine. He been on my show twice. Chris Gotti just came on for the second time, who was the vice president, the underboss of Murder, Inc. Records. And Top Dog Productions with his brother Irv in the late 90s and early 2000s. He been on the show. We had the Chef of the Year, Omar Tate, Esquire Magazine Chef of the Year, Omar Tate. Like
Kev.
Kev Harton. He's like a regular on the show at this point. He's a catastrophic injury attorney, and he used to be he's the former president of the Philly Barristers, which is the Black Lawyer Association for Philadelphia. He was on the show like five times at this point.
So basically,
a who's who of every. We touch everybody.
They look. I feel like they're the best podcast in the city.
We really just appreciate you for doing this, bro. Like, you ain't had to do this shit.
And I reached out to y'all, like, because I just see what y'all doing. And it's like, at the end of the day, my friends helped me, but nobody in the podcast industry helped me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Nobody to where it's like, if you come on this screen, it matters, and people gonna care, and people gonna share this shit, and they gonna give a fuck. Nobody in the podcast industry helped me. Absolutely not. I had niggas tell me I don't fuck with podcasts and then go start a podcast is what I had. I had the exact opposite. So anytime I see somebody doing something, I just preach collaboration over competition, and I just want to make sure I show up and show out for anybody that I feel like is doing a good job and carving their own lane in this shit, because at the end of the day, the bigger that we all get on the individual scale, the bigger that we're gonna be able to get as an industry. And then we can really all monetize and just make this shit what it's going to be. The podcast industry going to be $96 billion in 2030.
Whew. Well, that's ball. On that note, I'm going to wrap this joint up.